Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Hey, you know it's Taz and Moose.
You know it's Taz and Moose. Hey. All right, well, it's actually Taz and AB. Moose is off today, and Andrew Bogus is sitting in with me, Taz. And, well, we welcome you. We welcome you to the show, and if you missed the first hour, you missed a action-packed hour, which was loaded with a lot of fun and going over a lot of the Chiefs-Chargers game, to be honest with you. And we're coming to you live right now from the Quicken Loans studio, National Mortgage Lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, and mortgage confidently. And if you want to show the show, call the show, I should say. That's a simple process.
Attention hotline fans.
855-212-4227. That's an 855-212-4227. So we were talking a little bit earlier. AB, hello, by the way, for those that are just joining us. I want to say hello to you.
Good moment to you once again, my good friend.
Yes, yes. CBS Sports Radio toll-free line 855-212-4227 is brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. We're talking about DJ Durkin from University of Maryland, who was fired, being hired by University of Alabama football by Nick Saban. Rumored to be hired in this consultant role, and you and I both kind of seem to be on the same page. There's no reason for Alabama, for Nick Saban to do this. It's not like they need him with the success they have and the greatness of Alabama football and the greatness of Nick Saban and his mind just as a defensive guy, nevertheless as coordinator, and getting ready for Kyler Murray and those deadly Oklahoma Sooners. But yet they hire in a man who, you know, was the head coach at University of Maryland, and a young man, 6 months almost to the day, had passed away. Jordan McNair, under the watch of DJ Durkin as the head football coach at that time of Maryland.
It just, I hesitate to keep putting this into like football perspective, but I don't know how else to think about it. Like, DJ Durkin's was a good defensive coordinator, I guess, but the idea that like he's Buddy Ryan and they need to bring him in here to try and solve Kyler Murray, as good as Kyler Murray is. And I just don't get it. I hope I never get like too desensitized to things like this. But I just, like, as you're thinking about it, as you're Nick Saban and you're like, and I also don't know the direct Nick Saban, DJ Durkin connection. In the things I've read since yesterday, including the original story from AL.com, it doesn't mention like their deep-rooted history where Nick would have been picking his brain anyway for stuff. I just, like, as you're thinking about this, like, something in your head's got to go, I don't need this headache. Like, right, we'll be okay. We'll figure it out. I don't need people mad that I'm giving DJ some side projects here.
Right. Well, Saban basically said, I'm not sorry for giving him an opportunity. Saban said, but at the same time, Saban said, I am sorry the way things worked out. I'm not apologizing for the opportunity we gave him. I wanted to try to help things work out for the guy. Let's go down to Alabama and speak to Charles. Charles, you're on with Taz and AB on CBS Sports Radio. Charles, what's up, man?
Well, first of all, War Eagle, I'm an Auburn fan, so nobody get the idea I'm defending Alabama. I really can't stand Alabama.
That's a good way to start, Charles.
Every day Nick Saban's the coach, I can't stand him.
Charles, now that's called setting the table, so good job. Okay, go ahead, man.
I don't really understand the argument about Durkin. I get this kid died, and that was tragic. But what did Durkin do? There was an investigation that got him fired. The investigation, as I read it, said that he was head of a toxic environment and wasn't necessarily directly involved in certain things that caused this kid's death. Maybe he didn't look into it as much. Maybe he wasn't at the head of the program he needed to be, but there was nothing that they pointed at that said he was directly negligent or at fault. Matter of fact, the fault laid with the
strength coach,
team doctors, and the trainers.
Right.
So
right.
What exactly did he do that deserves an electric chair and never to have another job
again? It's not that I don't think anyone's saying he never deserves another job again. I think it's that how fast he got another job, and if it, nevertheless that it's Alabama, just how fast he got another job. That this poor young man and his family, he's it's not even been 1 year. Now here's the thing to answer your question, Charles. I don't know, you know. Look,
but if I'm that family, I'm not sure I'm even against Durkin. I'm against the doctors and the trainers that were found to be negligent my son's death.
I'm not even sure
I'm against Durkin.
But hold on a second. But no argument. But we're not in that position. I get what you're saying, though, dude. I do. But here's the, I just want to say, just hear me out on this. Here's the thing. I got to tell you. When you are a head coach somewhere, okay, everything, you know this, Charles, everything falls under you. You have that accountability. Every coach, every position coach, every coordinator, no matter if it's the trainers, the strength coach, it all falls onto you. You're the head guy. It all falls on. That's the thing, dude. I. That's why. You know what I mean? He, meaning Durkin, has to have his pulse on everything there, bro. That's what it is.
I get that, and that's why I agree with him getting fired. It's just not. It's not why I'm not going to agree with. He shouldn't not be able to get another now. If he got another head coaching job right now, because he is the eyes and ears, and he proved he has a problem being the eyes and ears and the head of a program.
Right.
If he currently got another head coaching job right now, and he was in charge of the health of these kids and the well-being of these kids, then I'd have more of a problem with it. I don't see him having that role here. And I'm with you guys. I think Nick Saban's paranoid anyway. Why does he need this guy to come in and beat Oklahoma? I think he's well set to do that.
Well, exactly.
I don't know what the relationship is or what the reason is. I think there's probably a bigger reason than he needs help beating Oklahoma, because I just don't think he's got that fear.
Yeah, no,
but
I don't either. And
I see him not being a head of a program right now. I don't see why he can't have a job as a consultant where somebody else is watching him.
Charles, it's all good. Everyone's and we appreciate your call. Everyone is entitled to an opinion. It's a touchy situation and story. So Charles, you're entitled to your opinion. I'm entitled to mine. AB's entitled to his. And everybody out there is entitled to, and we don't all have to be on the same page in this. That's fine. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and neither one of us said that he shouldn't ever work again. I mean,
right.
I would be disappointed if, like, my school hired him.
Right.
The problem right now is he got fired on Halloween, so October 31st. And whatever this is going on at Alabama, which they have not even commented on just yet, it's a month-long thing, but it may become something else. I mean, you know, Steve Sarkisian, and it doesn't matter. Those guys don't. This is not an apples-to-apples comparison
Nick
Saban's done in the past with guys who were, you know, had lost jobs, and he gave them work, and they got another job off of that. The bottom line is here, to me, it's 6 weeks since he got correctly fired by Maryland with a settlement of $5 million. He doesn't need anybody to do him a solid right now.
Right, well,
he just doesn't.
Dude, the only thing I will say about the $5 million, and I get what you're saying, we don't know anyone's financial situation. So that's the only thing I'm saying. We don't know.
I'm not saying the guy needs
the money. He might need the, who knows? You don't know people's bills and people's business. I'm saying Durkin's financial
position. Sure, we can put all that aside, because this is not about...
It's not about the money.
It's not about being friends. It's about Nick Saban's paranoid.
It's not like he was thrown in the street with giving money. I get what you're saying.
And Nick Saban, I think, is paranoid.
Sometimes in a healthy way, too. The caller just said that.
Right.
He's right. He is paranoid.
And why he does such a good job is because he always thinks he's going to lose, like in a certain way, or he's always trying to win.
Right.
And he thinks that DJ Durkin's going to help him beat Oklahoma and then whomever they would face in the national title game. And so here we are right now with them, you know, kind of doing this on the sly. And it's not about DJ Durkin's forever possibility of working again. At some point, maybe he, you know, whatever, he can work again. I just don't think right now he needs to be given this position now. Because here's the other thing, and this may be me getting, you know, way too down the road, but we're all idiots in this job and in the media. And at some point, like, it's going to become this story that, like, oh, look what DJ Durkin did. And he, like, it's going to become like a positive that he helped somehow Alabama figure something out. Like, this doesn't need to happen now.
It doesn't. And if you're Alabama, all those players, you know, all those coaches, you don't need this kind of distraction either. Meaning that this guy Durkin, you don't need DJ Durkin. His name, his presence. Now, again, we don't know if he's at the football facility, or if it's just something where he's in meetings with Saban alone or with the coaching staff. If he's, we don't know. If he's around the players, we're not sure. I guess that'll all come out eventually. You know, I'm just saying they don't need that distraction right now. They don't need it. And we'll see how things play out. I mean, it's...
And they should be above it. You know, like a school that's in the is in a non-power conference. Like, you want to hire DJ Durkin because you wouldn't be able to hire him in another situation except this one. You want to pretend to be the one to give him a bounce back role.
Right.
Alabama's above DJ Durkin drama. They don't need Durkin. They don't need nonsense.
And dude, here's the other thing too, man, with this, right? DJ Durkin, okay, what Nick Saban did, he helped Durkin more than just being a consultant for Alabama, because this now, I'm going to word this the proper way here. Nick Saban just made his program, he helped galvanize it and make... create a catalyst for Durkin to get a job someplace else. So, right, you're right. Like, he's vouched. So now, I don't know, just school off the top of my head, Kent State. I don't know why that just popped in my head.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, like, a MAC school. Yeah, like, that's what...
Kent State, right. I'm just right.
I apologize to the MAC Nation, but that's what comes to mind, when that makes hires like this.
He's got to take shots at the MAC.
Yeah, I don't know why.
They did not hire you to do play-by-play at any games.
I've never, maybe, I don't know, maybe indirectly that is the issue. But I could switch it up.
We're not
going
to hire you now.
Does the WAC conference still exist? Where's UTEP?
I loved the WAC conference back in the day. Fresno State and Boise, they were slinging it.
Right.
But anyway, here's the thing. All kidding aside, you're right. Vouch is the word, or catalyst. It helps DJ Durkin that the king of kings, Nick Saban, the end-all be-all. That he is basically, you know, empowered DJ Durkin to be a football mind again, just a few weeks after getting fired for having this heinous thing happen, this horrible passing of a young man.
Just let it breathe. I mean, just let it breathe. Like, let time pass. Let us move on to something else. Let us forget what DJ Durkin did or didn't do at Maryland. And then at some point, somebody makes him an assistant, and then maybe some point, you know, he proves that he can handle things differently. Because back to Charles' original point, DJ Durkin got fired for more than just Jordan McNair's death. And he's responsible for Jordan McNair's... As you said, he's responsible for Jordan McNair's death, because I actually think that he hired the strength and conditioning coach to come in to be a badass.
To be tough, and that's what helped lead
to this. So everything goes back to him. And, you know, you're the one as a head coach that promised his parents, give me your boy. I'll make him a man. I'll make him a pro. All that cheesy stuff that gets said in recruiting visits. But then it got to an investigation from top to bottom and found all these other things that show that he was not doing a good job being in charge of that program.
When this unfortunate news came out and about Durkin, I know Moose and I talked about it, and I know I said this, and I'll say it again if you need it. Like, I've been through, as a parent, the recruiting process with my son, and you do hear those things from coaches, and you do want to believe that this head coach is a extension of a parent to your son or daughter.
Right.
You do want to believe that. And a part of me always felt like that, especially when they're an incoming freshman coming out of high school. You definitely feel like that. You know, you never want to think of something like this happening. Okay, you never want to think that something like this could fall under a coach, under someone that you handed your son or daughter over to in that program as they recruited your young daughter, your young son.
Right.
And that's a nightmare. That's a nightmare. And that this kid is no longer with us is just very sad. You know, my son's the same age as this young man.
Right.
You know, so I get it. You know, I mean, I don't get it fully. I shouldn't say I get it, but I can understand. It's heart-wrenching.
And don't forget the details. I mean, unfortunately, we've had players in football and basketball that die during workouts. It is sadly, it is not unusual.
Yep.
But Jordan McNair didn't just have a massive episode and die. They ignored, missed, didn't see the signs of heat stroke. And then there was, I think, an hour passed between him collapsing, having seizures during this hour before the first call was made to paramedics. This was utter incompetence. And in fact, everyone that was near that field that day
should have been fired immediately. I agree. I completely agree.
So again, like, it's hard to walk back anything against DJ Durkin. And then you get to today where he's doing something for Alabama and a chance to feel good about himself, whatever. I don't know that he needs to have right now.
No.
At some point, maybe. 6 weeks after getting fired, I don't think so.
Look, you know this as well as me. It's not going to hurt Alabama's recruiting. It's not gonna piss anybody off that's coming into Alabama. It's not at all. They don't need this distraction, though. They don't need this distraction from their fans, from their players, from their coaches, from the media. They don't. They don't need this because they got to deal with Oklahoma and they got to deal with Kyler Murray and that potent offense with all those weapons and. I think we all could agree that Nick Saban doesn't need DJ Durkin, but I guess he's trying to help the guy, whatever reason. All right, look, we're going to go to break here. On the side of break, we're going to get into the NFL, a little NFL preview. We'll take your calls on games you're looking forward to for this NFL weekend. And also, if you want to have any calls on the DJ Durkin at Alabama situation. And like I said, we'll get into week 15 NFL preview. Taz with AB sitting here. Okay, we'll be right back.
Give Taz and the Moose a call, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
I didn't realize we were back.
That was dangerous.
We were watching old Taz show.
And I definitely said a fireable thing.
Yeah.
And then heard the music.
You did. Some lean, mean footage. Oh,
Moose is back on schedule.
No, it's all good now. It's all good. Hey, this game preview is brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. $5 game day pitches. Oh, baby, yeah. Cocktails, yes! And cheeseburgers and brats. I love brats. Brats, I should say. When football is on, you have to be at Buffalo Wild Wings. Price and participation may vary. So we got the Cardinals, Falcons, Sunday, 1 p.m. Eastern from Atlanta, GA. Falcons have lost 5 straight games, AB, and 4-9 on the season. And the Cardinals come in 3 with a whopping 3-10 record. Oy.
I don't know how to follow that. But if I may be... Wow. Can't wait for that one. Which kickoff was now?
What do you say there?
if I may be a complete and utter shill for Buffalo Wild Wings,
yeah.
I was there recently because it's my son. It's his favorite place.
Oh, really?
Because they give you a little iPad with games on it.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And he loves their mac and cheese. He's just scared of wings. But they have a new, like a special brew, a special beer that's just there, I believe. It's called Fourth and Gold.
Dude, how old's your son?
5.
He's drinking brews already.
He's cool with the beer. Wings scare him.
Just don't let him drive.
But it was delicious.
Really?
Delicious.
What, the beer?
The beer.
And what again, tell me so I could go after the show. Fourth, I'll grab some of them.
Fourth and Gold. Gold.
Oh, like a
G-O-L-D.
Gold beer. I like more of a heavy type of thick beer.
Of course. They as manly as possible.
Yeah, I know.
Double.
But Buffalo Wild Wings has that. But I like, I do like. At the Casa, at the home, I drink a very heavy Mexican beer I like. Modelo.
Mm,
the dog.
Modelo. But, whatever you need.
Listen.
Details are not your thing.
It's not. I don't believe in details. I believe in I give 85 to 90% of the facts and let the rest of it let people ponder. Sit back, be back, read back, read back, read back, get back, sit back, be back, right back, ride back. I should have said that one. Back, be back. All right, Brett Heller, welcome. How are you, Haas?
Hi, guys. Happy Friday.
Bobby Heller. All right, a little sports update time with you, big guy. You're looking good. You're ready to rare into the weekend, huh? Happy?
Ready to go.
Are you working this weekend?
I am not working this weekend. Okay. Now, last week, I think I said Happy Friday, and you...
Snapped.
Right. Yeah. You didn't like the fact that a day was referred to as a good day, because every day is a good day, I believe.
No, you're way off. There's no reason to say Happy Friday when something throughout the day is going to piss me and you off.
Oh.
In our private lives.
Okay. Positive outlook.
So, that's it. Yeah, so AMA. I don't believe in this whole Happy Monday. Have a great weekend, Bob! I don't believe in that. I hate all that stuff.
You don't believe in being nice.
No, who's Bob?
It's not.
Poor Bob.
Is that me now, too?
Bob Heller.
It's a Bob Heller.
It's a, say you are. It's a, no, it's like, you know, it's like, you know, I talked about this a lot in many of my programmings that I do all over the world. I talk about this, and it drives me crazy at the workplace.
I didn't mean to set you off.
I'm not set off yet. I'm close. Okay. But where it's like the typical, like my co-host here, Mark Belusis, the Moose.
Yeah.
Like, he is big into all this. Like, he loves doing, like, if I'm on vacation for a week, Taz, how was the vacation? What'd you guys do? Like, as he's organizing his stuff for the show, okay, Moose, we went to the, you know, to a haunted house, and I almost had a heart attack because the mummy tackled me. Oh, wow. I mean, I could tell him anything. He's not really paying attention. It's not just him. It's just people. People say this stuff, like, how was your weekend? They don't care how your weekend was. It's a load of bull, you know what? I hate it. It's disingenuous crap, Brad, and I don't like it.
I just said happy Friday. I didn't ask you what you were doing this weekend.
There's a history.
Now I won't.
There's a history of this, Weisenheimer. Don't be snarky with me, Brad. I like you, okay? I don't want us to be set off here. I do like you. I told AB before the show, I'm going to be nice to Brad. I like Brad. I don't think Brad likes me. And what does Brad do? He hits me with a happy Friday, Taz. I don't want to hear that.
With a disclaimer, like, wait, I realize you might not like that.
Well, after I let it go, and then you brought up why it made me mad.
That's fine.
So this is all your fault, bro. It really is.
There's a reason why AB's not saying anything over there.
He's smart, yeah. Well, have a good weekend if I don't talk to you.
All right.
Yeah, Brad, we love you.
Yeah. Just do the update. I got it. All right.
All right, bro.
It's not just that the Chargers snapped a 9-game losing streak to the Chiefs, but it's how they did it, erasing a 14-point deficit over the final 4 minutes in Kansas City. Phillip Rivers hitting Mike Williams for a touchdown with 4 seconds left, and then head coach Anthony Lynn had his mind made up.
We was going to go for two the whole time at the end of that game because I believe in these guys. We didn't come here to tie. We came here to win. So to me, it was a no-brainer.
Rivers. He's got the snap. He looks. He floats it. End zone. Wide open. Mike Williams has got it. The Chargers are celebrating 29-28 with 4 seconds left.
29-28 was the final. Ian Eagle had the play-by-play on Westwood One. Mike Williams, 3 touchdowns to go along with that 2-point conversion. The Chargers and Chiefs are now tied for first in the AFC West at 11-3. Here's Chiefs coach Andy Reid.
So what do? We get back on it, and you know, in the National Football League, you got to be a bit resilient. That's what you do. You learn from your mistakes. That's real, and then you get yourself, you know, become a better team, and get yourself ready to go play Seattle. So that's what we'll do.
A season low 243 passing yards for Patrick Mahomes. And two first quarter touchdowns. Meanwhile, Eagles quarterback Carson Wentz reportedly has a fractured vertebra. He does not need surgery, but there is a chance he doesn't play the rest of the season. James Harden setting an NBA record with his 4th career 50-point triple-double. 50 points, 10 rebounds, and 11 assists. And the Rockets win over the Lakers 126-111. LeBron says the biggest problem was Harden's 19 free throw attempts.
Come on the line 20 times. Put the ball in the hole multiple ways, drive, step back threes. But you give him easy points when you put a guy like that on the line.
Elsewhere, Dirk Nowitzki's season debut, he scored 2 points off the bench as the Mavericks lost to the Suns in Phoenix 99-89, the Suns ending a 10-game losing streak. The Spurs have won 4 straight. They hammered the Clippers 125-87. Magic beat the Bulls in Mexico City 97-91. Baseball's winter meetings wrapped up with a big 3-team deal. The main pieces, Edwin Encarnacion to the Mariners, Carlos Santana goes to the Indians, Yandy Diaz to the Rays. And hockey, the Lightning have now won 8 in a row. They beat the Maple Leafs 4-1. Guys.
Oh, Brad. All right. We'll be back later, right, bud?
One more.
All right, Big Hoss.
All right.
Have a great hour, Brad.
Bradford Heller.
You guys as well. What are you guys going to do over the next hour? No, I'm not going to listen. Just kidding.
Wow. That was professional.
Honest.
Heat.
Professional.
No, because I have another station to do updates for. I'm going to stop talking. Yeah. Okay.
Well, hold on. No, not so fast. You don't come and basically kick dirt in my face or my friend AB's face like that.
Thanks, friend.
And expecting you to walk away. That's not nice that you just did that. That I know you're busy.
That
so
one
that's
hurt.
Why you should have explained that first, sir. You should have said, I have a lot of things to do. I'd love to listen to what you guys are going to discuss.
And I do listen when I can.
I know you do.
Okay.
But instead, you had to try to match my sarcasm and unprofessionalism by topping me with being more unprofessional.
Kick in the booty.
Okay. So we'll talk to you in a little while, sir.
Okay.
You could think about what you did later. Okay.
Send me back to my cave.
Okay, go ahead. Listen, you don't work for me. That's not my fault. Okay? So we'll talk to you later, Brad. Okay, that went well.
We love you, Brad.
So we're going to do a little...
A lot of Pete this morning.
Yeah. Well, he used to be on a 10-second governor, but I don't know what happened. Well,
he's got to get it all in. He's got two more work days before he gets married.
I have some time to use, time to kill. I might as well do it.
You got time in the can, bro.
He's got 9 days of work that he's not coming in for. He's got to squeeze into today and Monday.
90 seconds.
I hit that quarter. Hey, that Brad Heller, he better watch it. I don't see him on Hudson Street. All right, anyway, so back to the stuff we're talking. NFL preview here. So we got to get into this. You ready? Do a little NFL preview. We don't have any music on the rest? No, we got nothing. No fancy NFL. We do the NFL music. We have fancy NFL music.
We've done this for 15 weeks. We have not done music with it.
My bad.
Why wouldn't you start now?
Moose handles that part. Moose isn't here, so I was thrown off. No, so...
Where's the house band?
We'll talk about the Colts and the Cowboys for a second, my friend. So the Dallas Cowboys, they are going to play the Indianapolis Colts. Actually, let's take a listen right here to Andrew Luck, the quarterback of the Colts, talking about playing these red-hot Cowboys.
I think we're just excited to play football games. I really do. I think we have a lot of respect for Dallas. What they do on the defensive side of the football presents a big challenge. We have a really strong defensive line, a great core linebackers, guys who can cover, guys who can run. But I think, you know, we also are keeping the focus on ourselves and what we are doing and not getting too caught up in our opponent or the, you know, if they're on a hot streak or they're not on a hot streak. You know, we know how this league is. Every team is really, really good, and you better bring your A game or you're going to get embarrassed.
Well, Andrew Luck is right. He's right. Stay focused on what you do and don't overthink your opponent. I agree with him on that. Colts are sitting at 7-6 as the Cowboys are 8-5. And, you know, I'll tell you what, AB, I think it's going to be tough goings here. I do. I think they the Colts, have to beware, even though they're home. What that Cowboys defense is, as the proverbial expression goes, cooking on all cylinders, my friend. That defense is legit.
Yeah, this is a weird game for me, right? I mean, it's late in the season. You're crossing conferences. Both teams are coming off really emotional rivalry games, so to speak. The Colts winning in Houston last week. They played Jacksonville the week before that. The Cowboys coming off Washington, coming off New Orleans. You know, I was wondering, thinking about this game last night, is there any kind of weird like letdown because it's an unfamiliar opponent, it's an unfamiliar location?
Right.
But both of these teams obviously are fighting for their postseason lives, Indianapolis more so than the Cowboys at this particular moment. Dallas just seems to be locked in right now.
Yeah,
they're doing is going to travel well, and they're not even really traveling to any kind of change in... Obviously, it's a different stadium, but they're indoors, they're on turf, not like they're going outside or there's rain in the forecast or anything like that. They're going to go into a nice, sterile environment.
Yeah.
And I think that there's going to be a good game, and I think the Colts are legit, but I think Dallas is just better right now.
I agree it's going to be a good game. Let's take a listen here to head coach of the Dallas Cowboys, Jason Garrett, talking about the quarterback of the Colts and his arm strength.
I don't see him not being able to make any throws. I mean, over and over and over again, just put the tape on. Not only does he make throws from the pocket, he's in funny positions. He's climbing the pocket, he's got a guy in his face, and he throws the ball across the field or down the field, so he's something else.
Yeah, well, you can see there's a respect for each squad has a respect for a mutual respect for each other, and they should be. And speaking of awesome quarterbacks, let's go down to Carolina to talk about the Saints. They're going to visit the Panthers. So the Saints, they're arguably the best team in the NFL right now. They're sitting at 11-2. Potent offense, really good defense. Two-headed monster with the running backs, you know, running back position, and obviously Drew Brees slinging it. They got it all. And you got Cam Newton, who's unpredictable. The Cam Newton, when he's on, good luck stopping. He's a big, gigantic, tough son of a gun who could throw it, who could run it, who's shifty. We've seen the success Cam Newton's had. And speaking of Cam Newton, let's take a listen to him talking about his understanding of how big. He knows how big this game is.
We had games like this before. I remember a couple years ago we played Atlanta like this. And it wasn't a big deal about that. But, you know, we just understand, you know, we're very familiar with each other. You know, they're doing a lot of great things, especially, you know, as a team, and it shows in their record. But at the end of the day, you know, we still got to focus on us, and we will, and do the things that, you know, we do good.
All right, let's take a listener, AB, to the opposite quarterback of the New Orleans Saints, Drew Brees. Him talking about the mindset as they go into the playoffs.
Keep stacking the bricks, so to speak. Keep building on what we've already established, what we've already accomplished, and yet understanding that, you know, each game becomes the most important game, right? Just because there's so much at stake. So, We want to continue to play our best football and be an ascending team going into the playoffs.
Mm, I love the T-shirt slogan, stack the bricks, stack the bricks.
Yeah, it's actually, I consider it stolen. I'm going to use it for the Taz show. Yeah, I'm going to sell
that shirt.
Yeah.
I thought it had been stolen from you. You're going to steal it now.
No, side note, Jones, I actually do have an expression. I'm going to give you a preview of a shirt that I haven't talked about this, so hopefully no one hacks me, called Wet Cement. I'm doing a shirt called Wet Cement. And what Wet Cement means is, it's like with wrestlers that are not ready to get the big push from WWE, and then they push them too early, so they're wet cement. So you need, what do you need to build a home? You need a foundation.
Right, of dry cement.
Correctamundo.
Yeah.
So wet cement means you're not ready, son!
Thanks. Lunch money for Mr. Jones.
That's what that means, okay? So stacking the bricks could be a, you know, after I do the wet cement shirt, do a whole construction type shirt. Theme. A whole construction
theme. Construction line.
Have men and women that work construction posing with these shirts on.
And listen, and there's a great cross-promotion angle here because Moose, between his closet and his chimney, there's a lot of connections that you could make shirts off of Moose problems that Taz then fixes.
With T-shirts.
Yeah, with T-shirts.
Yes. Yeah, so.
You know, wet cement into stacking the bricks to... Yeah. Getting the correct size chimney on your house. It doesn't flow off the tongue, but it is one. You want a proportionate chimney.
Stack in the chimney. Get your attic right and your steps.
Right.
Make sure
hang
you get
the shelves.
Get your closet straight. That's another new T-shirt we'll do. Get the closet
sturdier
straight.
Hangers.
Yeah. Good shelving. That's a good sweatshirt. Maybe a hoodie. Wear a hoodie that says good shelving.
It seems very niche, but I feel like there's a big enough audience for a paraphernalia like that.
You get a nice, maybe a T-shirt, you know, that says... Nice shelf.
Nah.
Good shirt. I'd wear it.
I'll leave it at that. On TV, nice shelf. Anyway, I digress. So, I don't know. We were talking about the Saints and the Panthers.
That's the Saints and the Panthers.
Yeah, so,
and Cam said, you know, we're going to focus on ourselves. That's a good idea. I would have done it like 3 weeks ago. They can't get out of their own way right now. He's clearly not healthy, and they are just dead in the water. To me, the best thing about this game, this is the Monday night game this week, the best thing about this game for them is that it's in Carolina. If it was in the Superdome, they'd have zero chance in this one, but maybe at home they can muster something. But I've completely checked on this Carolina team, and Cam is the first thing to mention, and what seems to be a shoulder issue for him, but they just haven't been good from top to bottom, except for Christian McCaffrey. Almost nobody's doing their job consistently down there. I mean, he's the headliner.
Yes, for sure.
At least right now. But they're not playing enough defense. They're making special teams mistakes. They kind of hate Graham Gano. They've changed coaching jobs here, too. I mean, the wheels have fallen off in Carolina. Five straight losses now.
Well,
and the Saints obviously looking to put wins together.
And they're a home dog right there. The Panthers are.
There's a lot of them this
six
weekend.
Six and a half. There is. We're going to get to our picks later on. No, this is, look, we need to see, like, I got to talk to Moose. So we
little Jackhammer Jones here.
No, we need to have, like, some sound under the segment. We have a different segment where we have music under us, like an NFL thing and college football. But this segment, I mean, it's obviously a construction theme you're hearing. This is kind of what we're talking about, stacking the bricks, wet cement. Makes no sense with the NFL unless you listen to the last 5 minutes of this show, then you'll get this. But I was thinking maybe even, like, some kind of... like a beach sound, you know, might be nice. Like so, like we could pretend that we're doing an NFL preview from Coronado, or maybe like Tahiti, you know, and that'd be nice, right?
Instead you're of freezing. A big Coronado kick, and I like it.
Yeah, well,
because that place is exquisite.
Yeah, it's beautiful there. I mean, I just think an NFL preview with that type of feel would be nice. Here's a perfect example. Yeah, see, this is nice. So, like for example, if you go, let's say the Patriots, right? So Patriots, they're going to go play the Steelers. As we sit here in Tahiti, the Patriots are going to play the Patriots are sitting at 9-4. The Steelers are 7-5-1. Steelers are a home dog at 2.5. Tom Brady, legendary awesome quarterback. Roethlisberger, Big Ben they call him, legendary awesome quarterback. You got two good young running backs, Sony Michel, James Conner, excellent receivers in Gordon, Juju. For the Steelers side.
Antonio Brown.
What am I? How can I forget the real AB? Well, you're the real AB.
Thank you.
Other AB. Right. Let's take a listen to Ben Roethlisberger talking about playing against Tom Brady and his Patriots.
And anytime you can share the field with maybe the greatest of all time, you should cherish it and value it and try and outplay him. You know, that's not an easy task, but and like you said, I don't go against him, but you know, it's a neat thing to play against one of the best of all time.
That's Big Ben. He's sitting on a beach in Bahamas. And now,
and you're right. It just sounds better.
It is better, and it looks better. Look at the thumbing. So anyway, so Bill Belichick. Let's take a listen to Bill Belichick talking about the Pittsburgh Steelers' offense.
Not only do they get everybody the ball, but they make you cover them vertically on catch and run plays, air screen, and things like that. They just do a good job. They're very well coached. They got a great guy pulling the trigger, and they have great players.
Anyway, yeah, that, it's
yeah, but
true.
They're also a mess. Patriots are going to win this one easily.
Oh, there goes your pick.
Yeah.
All right, so thanks.
Yeah, that's one of them, actually.
By the way, we have a social media situation in a good way. We have a social media update. Apparently, we have a quasi-live footage of, what's the guy's name, Heller? Ben Heller, the update guy here, is on our Instagram, was interviewed by members of our team here on Taz and the Moose. And this, what's the deal, Mike? You were part of this interview. You saw what happened. It's on the IG, right, on Instagram?
Yeah, go to Taz and the Moose Instagram. Go to the story section on the top left. You can check out a post reaction from Heller.
Ben
after,
Heller.
Whatever you want to call that just yeah. happened.
Is he, I'm going to check it out during the break. We can't do it now. I know we're not equipped to play that audio. But, like, give me an overview. Is he depressed on working with me at times?
He's going through a lot right now. He's conflicted on if he's doing a good job, bad job. He's worried about what's to come at the 8:25 update, a.m. Eastern. And overall, he might actually be drinking, too. We don't know. So I don't want to throw that
happy
out.
Happy Friday. yeah. Well, happy I was Friday. Just wondering. He's your buddy, though.
He is. I've known him for a long time, and I feel like I can say this. Brad doesn't do well with like change in schedule and change in attitude and demeanor, any kind of speed doing like 7 updates in an hour, and I've done it, and you need to be on the ball, you need to be a machine.
Right. Boom, boom,
but now
boom,
we've
boom.
Tied his brain into knots. By the way, you've been handling him through these first 2 updates.
I'm different than those other guys.
That
That's
he's
why.
Probably just in a chair, rocking back and forth. Lights are off. Solitary tear rolling down his left cheek. WCBS upstairs 880 is on the intercom. Brad, it's 7:40. Like these, they just threw to him, and there's silence. He can't tell anybody that nobody in New York played last night. It's just, yeah. He's come off the rails.
Well, that's why. You work with me, I'm a little bit different than those other guys.
Are you different than the other guys?
You think I'm different?
You keep saying that you are.
You disagree?
I don't.
That's why I say it.
I know.
Different is good.
Amen. Are the Browns going to make the playoffs?
No. Oh, sorry.
Well, we're going to preview that next. I guess we'll preview. How's the Jaguars and the Redskins going to be?
Can't wait.
Taz with
Falcons,
ABC
Cardinals,
here.
Get
right
me
back.
There.
You want to bury that one, too? Be right back.
NFL scores, highlights, and more with Rich Ackerman and Eye on Football. Be listening Sunday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Sunday, it's a doubleheader. It's doubleheader day, I should say. It's all about the playoffs. Miami takes on Minnesota, and then a huge game with two teams fighting to win their division. New England collides with the Pittsburgh Steelers. The day kicks off with the NFL Today, powered by Ram, at 12:09 p.m. on CBS. Anyways. Got the Halloween. I got the holiday party coming up, the Christmas party.
Yeah, I thought it was last night.
Before we could talk about the Browns, I don't know why we're talking about that. Yeah, no, it's not. The party was not last night. Knucklehead, why would anybody in my position, with my, let's be frank, star power, have a party on Thursday when I host a co-host early morning drive radio show?
That's a fair question. I had those same questions in my head yesterday when I thought you said, I've got a holiday party at my house tonight. But then I said, it's Taz. Taz does what he wants.
Good point.
Taz does what is best for Taz, what Taz can handle. And if it's a party on a Thursday night, then it's a party on a Thursday night.
Well, here's the issue.
Who am I to question you?
It didn't happen. So the party was set for the weekend, but here's the issue. It's this drink. I'm torn. And we're going to go, I talked to my people, and we're going to go with a tequila with a cranberry juice. I'm just torn to do a lime-flavored tequila with the cranberry juice and a little mint garnish on top, or straight Jones tequila with some triple sec cranberry juice, frozen cranberry balls floating around it.
Yeah, that's the one. The second one.
What sold you?
B. The frozen balls.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
I am what I am.
We go around the room here, Mike. We probably know what you want.
Pete, you're up.
Pete, what do you got?
I like the balls.
Okay.
And game. All right.
There we go.
Pigs.
So anyway, the drink should be good. I usually make a stiff drink when people come to the casa, the orange and black casa. I usually make a very, very stiff drink. I mean, people talk about, wow, this guy's not the... No, of course, I can hire bartenders that roll. We have those rolling bars, like you see at the catering halls. They go around my den with them. But I like to sit. I sit down on a big couch, and I mix the drinks while I'm sitting on the couch. And, I usually watch the football game, and people come over, from the family, and I make them a drink. And, I did a little, for one of my family members, without naming her name, she likes a little Captain and Coke.
Okay.
Captain first. Like, it's a lot of Captain and a little Coke. A
splash of Coke.
Yeah, she's like a splash of Coke type girl. So, well, Coca-Cola. But anyway, so that's the deal on that. So, just give you a little history on a little backstory on my family.
I can't believe I drove all into your house last night for no reason.
You can't get in. You can't even get on. You can't even get in the vicinity. It's gated.
Well, now
most
I'm
people
spooked.
Live in a gated community. I live in a gated house. Like, I have miles before right. you get to the cops.
And what was disheartening for me was I thought the security that turned me away last night was party security.
No.
No, right. So, like, I can't even imagine when we have to try to fight through on Saturday or Sunday or tonight, whenever the party is.
Trying to get the state police to work it. It's tough, though. They're busy.
Yeah, I'm...
On the parkway.
So I'm going to do my best to get through. I had a dry run last night. We'll see what happens now.
You know, I should, to be honest with you, do you really want to... Would you really be interested in coming?
I mean, of course. That's a silly question.
You would be interested in coming, right?
Yeah.
Like, so... We could do so if you're interested, serious. And this might sound like a joke, but I would be serious. It's not supposed to be that cold this weekend here in New York. So
no, it's true.
But
rainy, though.
I'm going to suggest if you do come to the party, and I allow this, you should wear a heavy, heavy coat, like with heavy gloves, like heavy. Because I'm going to let you through and then let the dogs out.
Right? Oh, okay.
Play a little game. And we'll watch on the monitors at the house. All the people at the party. And they say, hey, look at that.
Oh, the entertainment's here.
Yeah.
What did Taz get? A band?
Yeah. It's like,
maybe a clown? No.
Yeah.
Human misery.
Let the dogs out on it. Oh, it'll be just fun. Just for hits and giggles, as they call it.
Oh, you are a gentleman.
I could be along with you. What the hell?
Happy holidays.
Yeah.
Well, one big happy family.
Yeah, we'll let the dogs out.
Yeah. Happy Friday.
Yes. So we're gonna do the drink. We're gonna do some kind of a funky drink. Seriously, with the cranberry, I think we're gonna go with the frozen cranberry balls.
Who's in charge of freezing the balls?
I have a freezer guy. We have a walk-in freezer. So obviously his name's Bob, and he comes in and
I've got a temperature.
I call
guy.
Him Robbie. So Robbie handles the walk-in freezer. So
makes sense.
Call it Big Icebox Jones. That's his nickname. So that's how we do that. I'm going to do the three.
He handles my packaging.
We're going to do the three biggest headlines of the day up next. Taz would AB just sitting here. We'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you.
I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.